And I basically told Dan that there's no way that I'm going to let that pass our caucus. And at the same time, you had Republican David Simmons, who I get along with very well in Orange County, by the way, who's now a senator, Senator Simmons. Had, at the same time, you had David Simmons going to his caucus and saying, we don't like that plan either. And we ended up working on a plan together that came out of the House with only two no votes. Now, unfortunately, then the Senate took it, ripped it apart, and then adjourned and left us with the choice of either putting nothing on the ballot or putting their worthless amendment on the ballot.
But the competition is normal, he says. It keeps elected officials on their toes.
You all should be much more scared if you see a Tallahassee where everybody's patting each other on the back. I'd be much more afraid about what's coming out of Tallahassee if suddenly everybody came out and said, that's a pretty good... Somebody's getting rich somewhere, and it ain't going to be you if everybody in Tallahassee is agreeing all of a sudden with everybody. And again, it's like when your kids come out of the room, and they're all smiling and happy, and, you know, okay, what'd you all do?
Randolph is entering his sixth legislative session, making him a veteran in the Florida House. He weighed in on taxes in front of a crowd of mostly self-proclaimed conservatives. Randolph, who all but apologized for being a Democrat, said he just wants to make sure taxes are spread out fairly.
When you talk about taxes, the small businesses and the middle class get very wary. And if you were to ask me whether they're taxed enough, I would say yes, because we've seen a huge shift of the tax burden come down from the super wealthy and large corporations down to small businesses and the middle class. Like when Jeb Bush was governor, when Charlie Crist was governor, they cut $14 billion, mostly in corporate taxes, millionaire intangibles tax, other special interest taxes. Did some of those make that way, their way? Did some of them trickle down? There's no doubt.
Members responded positively to his answers, even if they didn't agree. They laughed at his jokes and applauded when he said government officials should be held 100% accountable for unethical behavior, citing the financial disclosure scandal involving Florida House President Mike Haridopoulos. Retiree S.L. Frisbee said he was impressed with the politician, even though he didn't know much about him.
And he obviously gave us, I think, good insight, and I don't think he was terribly partisan. And we did specifically, we were asked by one of the Democratic committee people to get more Democrats. It happens the ones that we've asked, a few of them have come, a few of them have turned us down. But I think that person, I don't even know who it was because Al does this, suggested that we invite Scott over to speak, and he obviously speaks, you know, represents himself very well.
Randolph also gave his two cents on who he thinks the Democrats should pit against Governor Rick Scott in 2014. He said it isn't Alex Sink, who narrowly lost to Scott last year, and he didn't have much hope for Governor Charlie Crist either.
I don't think Charlie Crist should be our nominee. I think the Democrats would be embarrassing themselves if Charlie Crist was the nominee. I think it's an embarrassment to say that you're going to pick up somebody that's just sort of drifted along, and then suddenly he decides that this election cycle, instead of it... I mean, think about that. You would have a man that had been on the ballot in 2006 as a Republican, and 2010 as an independent, and 2014 as a Democrat. Now, I've seen some shifts in political bellwether before, but that's a pretty amazing thing in an eight-year time span.
And the state representative also said it is important for voters to focus on local politics. He said more and more state matters are being handed down to local governments, and people need to stay vigilant. Gene Reed, a former Polk County commissioner, agreed.
It's good and bad depending on what local officials you elect. And it's going to be more and more important for citizens to be responsible when they go to the polls, knowing that, you know, local politics matters more and more. And that's pretty much what he said, whether it's the school board or the county commission or the city commission. They're making more and more heavy decisions.